We'll speak a little about Yom Kippur. Couple halachas. No, the Ramah Dar Chemoishe quotes that the minig is to go to the mikveh erev Yom Kippur. So Dar Chemoishe writes one of the reasons from Meshem Rav Hai, the mistaken. He says the reason is because it's like a tvilas gerus. It's like a conversion. You're becoming a new person. That's why you have that tvila. Now, kimina is, if it's a tvila because of carry, the tvila, the regular tvila, technically could use a swimming pool, technically could use a shower. But if it's a tvilas gerus, if it's a conversion process, you need to go to a real mikveh. That's Dar Chemoishe. And the question is sort of Soloveitchik explains why, because a tshuva turns you into a new person. So that's why you have to go Erev Yom Kippur to the mikveh. The question is, every time you do tshuva, you go to the mikveh? Doesn't make any sense. Only Erev Yom Kippur do this. Why? Question number one. Question number two. The Rambam says like this, when a person does a vidu, if a person goes and does a confession, he has to go and specify what he's doing. He says, I made this and this chet, I feel terrible, I regret, and I'll never do it again. Three steps, recognition of the chet, you have to express regret, and you have to assume that you never do it again. However, in the Rambam quotes the vidu of Yom Kippur, אבל מי אינו אבידו שנוהגו ביום הכיפורים is אבל אנחנו חטאנו. We have sinned. One second. We just told you that the tshuva is in, you have to specify the chet. You have to go ahead and you have to go ahead and express regret and you have to commit never to do it again. And Yom Kippur don't do that. Is אבל אנחנו חטאנו. So the question is why? Why is the vidu of Yom Kippur so different? And the question becomes even a bigger issue. The Rambam paskens that a chet that you did already tshuva and you had Yom Kippur in the previous year, you have to constantly remind yourself of that same chet every Yom Kippur. So you have to go back again to it. And the question that's obvious, why? By tshuva, you do tshuva once, it's done, finished, weiter. Why do you have to repeat in every Yom Kippur? And the third question I want to ask you is the following. The aloha is the Rambam learns the Gemara the following way, that when we do mincha, and before we do the seuda, we go ahead and do vidui. The Rambam holds that vidui is a chiyuv, is an obligation. Why? Because you might choke on the seuda. You might choke on the food. One second. If that's the case, you should always make a vidui because you might choke and die. Then we see, first of all, I know a lot of people who have Yom Kippur, and I don't know anybody who actually ate and choked every Yom Kippur. And this becomes a chiyuv. What does that mean? So just to repeat the three questions. The first question, we spoke about it, why the gerus, why they have to go to the mikveh. Number two, why is the vidui so different here, the vidui of alanachdu chatanu, and why, the third one, why do you have to make a vidui because you might choke? To answer all of this, I want to express, or tell you first of all what the Megal HaMukos says, and then to tell you what the Ramchal, the Megal HaMukos is the Ramchal, and the truth is the Zohar. And I think this can change Yom Kippur ditch for me. Says in the Megal HaMukos, Asher mi kil b'shamayim uv'aretz, the word mi, the word who, relates to the day of Yom Kippur. Because Yom Kippur is a day of Bina, is the way of thought, of ideas, is the concept of me. And the Mishnah makes sense. The Mishnah of Rabbi Akiva says, Lifni mi ate mehataharim, u mi metahar escha. There is something of an expression of the word me. And he says that's Bina. What does that mean? The Ramchal says the same thing. When you sprinkle the blood, he would sprinkle one above and seven below. Right? One above and seven below. And we say achas, achas ve'achas, achas u'shtayim, achas ve'sholosh. That achas gets repeated again and again. It says because achas is the source. Everything else, the 7 days of the week, which is the seven dimensions of the physical world, is an expression. We want the achas to go ahead and change life below. This is the day of the achas. Yom Kippur, it says in the Pasuk, achas bashana. Once a year, achas bashana. One second, every calendar day is once a year. What does that mean? But let me explain to you what it means, and it's something givaldic. You know, there are two kinds of tshuva. There's one tshuva that you did something wrong, and you try to rectify, and you make yourself a kabbalah never to eat it again. But then there is a harder form of tshuva, which are much deeper, is that the tshuva is called a reset. The same with your phone. Your phone doesn't work. You could start patching it up. But you could say, you know something, I'm going to do a reset. A soft reset or a hard reset. There is a day that you get to do a reset. You become something new. You become a new me. You become a different who. You become a different person. The idea is that you go ahead. In Rosh Hashanah, we express our hearts through tshuva. Through shofar is a voice of the heart. This is the day that we dwell and we return to our hearts. That we imagine and we think who we want to be. It's the day that the tshuva is not that you make a tshuva on something. It's not tshuva on averus. It's a tshuva on yourself. It's a tshuva on the gavra. That's why the Rambam says, Yom HaKippurim is mechaper lashovim. Is mechaper to a bal tshuva. Not to somebody who did tshuva. You could do tshuva, doesn't mean anything. You have to be a shovim. Because the idea is that Yom Kippur, you return to the source and you get to reimagine yourself to be different. I want to be a different person. I want to be a different being. The word me relates to bina, because bina is the concept of development. The mem is like the mikveh is keneged bina. Why? Because in the mikveh, you return to the water, it's like the amniotic fluid, and you become something new. You go back to your heart. This is the day that we go back from outside to the inside. We have, if you look at in our bodies, we have a fascinating body. We have a body that has two structures, right? One structure called the esophagus, that the food goes in. And then there is a structure, which is the windpipe, which is the wind, the heart, and something called the lungs. There are two tshuvas, says the Rebbe. There is one tshuva saveses. There is one tshuva of the esophagus, that you eat and you do something wrong in the tshuva, the physical tshuva. That's the tshuva through the 7 days of Aseres Yemei tshuva that culminates tomorrow. And tomorrow is chi, and the Sfasem is right that this is a mini Yom Kippur. But it's the Yom Kippur on actions, on the world of physical. Yom Kippur, we enter into the world of the windpipe. It's the world that connects to the heart. That the world of physical is out, we go back to our source, to our hearts, to our essence. It's the day of the windpipe. Chazal said you have to make a video out of Yom Kippur. You know why? Because the food might enter the windpipe. It's a message to you. That the video that you're doing in Yom Kippur is very different than the video that we're going to do on Yom Kippur. But the video out of Yom Kippur, you say, I did this, I did that, is the physical video. You have to now create a cutoff, because you might choke. What do you mean by choke? The food might go into the windpipe. Be careful to divide. There is a divider between the tshuva of Erev Yom Kippur and the tshuva of Yom Kippur. That's why the Rambam says, every tshuva, you have to talk about the chatoim. I did this, I did that, I will never do it again. Very technical. The tshuva of Yom Kippur is, aval anachnu chatanu. We have sinned, we want to be different. Is me, is the tshuva of the who, not the tshuva of the what. That's why that tshuva requires a mikveh. Because on that tshuva, we're going to be different. We're not going to act differently, we're going to become differently. So the Ramah says, on that tshuva, you need a mikveh. That's why that tshuva, the vidui, is not the technique, I won't do it again, I will do it again, forget about it. I want to be somebody different. Aval anachnu chatanu. And that's why Chazal or Mesakin, a special vidui at the end of the chi to say, be careful. This vidui is to allow you to make sure that the food, the physical, doesn't go into the windpipe. The tshuva of the windpipe is tomorrow. Today is the tshuva of the food. And that's why the Rambam writes, in the Pasuk of the Gemara, averus that you did in life, tshuva alone doesn't do it. Why? Because you did so many wrong things. Yom Kippur takes away everything. You know why? Because you become different. We're not the same person. Yom Kippur, we get to imagine who we want to be. Rav Utner was used to say the following. Always there is a Sotan. You know what the Sotan is? God tells that Eov is a great guy, he's a Yer Shamayim, and the Sotan says, let's check. The proof is on the pudding. On the day of Yom Kippur, there's no Sotan. Why there's no Sotan? Because the Gemara says that the word HaSotan, the Sotan, is Begimatria 364, is missing one. And the question is very obvious. Hasotn is 364. But if you write Vesotn, it's 365. Hasotn, hey, is what you call it, is a pronoun. So why do you put the hey? But the idea is because the hey is hey idea. Hey tells you this exists. The sultan tells you the hey idea, I want the proof in the pudding. On Yom Kippur, there's no proof in the pudding. You don't have to do all the physical. As long as you imagine yourself to be different, that's enough in Yom Kippur. Your day alav talumis is enough. Because the tshuva of Yom Kippur is not the tshuva of the doing, it's the tshuva of the being. This is the day that allows us to go back to our source. That's the me, when the mem connects to the yud. Mem is the 40, right? 40 days of gestation, 40 days of development. You connect to the point, which is the yud. This is the day that we go to the mikveh, we connect to our hearts, and we actually make a Kabbalah to be different. So may HaKadosh Baruch Hu allow us. Yom Kippur is a fascinating day. We just heard it's the day of our marriage to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In the day of the marriage, we make tshuva. What is our tshuva? Is that we are a different person. When you get married, the chosn is different. On Yom Kippur is our day of marriage to Hashem. It's the day that we can actually decide to be a different person, to be a different me. And that's why Shteit Megala Mukes, Asher Mi Kel Bashomayim, who is Bashomayim, the day of the who is the day of Yom Kippur, which is the tikkun of who we are, not what we do. Shabbat Gmar Chesimah Tov, good Kippur Shteit.
Amen. Amen.